بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. This is a point of benefit concerning the wisdom as to the difference in the way of sitting in the tashahhud, in the last tashahhud, which is known as التشهد الأخير, the last تشهد, and between the first تشهد, the difference between the way of sitting in the last تشهد and in the first تشهد. You know, in the first تشهد, the مصلي, the one who is praying, sits in the iftirash position, laying the left foot against the ground and sitting on it, while the right foot is upright with the toes facing the direction of the Qibla, with the Naam. Is that clear? The iftirash position. Tashahhud prayer in Arabic. It's not this is not the subject now. This is not the subject now. This is discussed on Salah Described. You can find it there. The Arabic word is iftirash. 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 I-F. Yes. That's it. There is also on the webpage, there is also a demonstration of that as well. Or illustration rather of that as well. Fine. Now, in the last tashahhud, with the exception of Fajr, there is the position of Tawarruk. With the last tashahhud, in the four rak'ah prayers and Maghrib prayer, there is the Tawarruk position. Because with the Fajr, there is only one tashahhud, and the sitting position is the iftirash in the Fajr. But in the four rak'ah prayers, Dhuhr, Asr, and Isha, as well as Maghrib, they contain two tashahhuds. The last tashahhud, the position in it is Tawarruk. And the correct positions of Tawarruk are also illustrated on the site. Everyone is encouraged to look at them and see the correct from the incorrect positions in Tawarruk. Now, what is the wisdom, therefore, the point of benefit today? What is the wisdom behind having these two different? Naam. In the first one, in the first tashahhud, the positions, the iftirash one, the person sits in this position because it is followed by standing, and therefore it is easier to change to the standing position if one is sitting in this way, in this manner, which is the iftirash. This is not the same with respect to the last one. It is the last one, which is Tawarruk, that it is not followed by Qiyam. So therefore, it is as it is. It is not followed by qiyam. Is that clear? The first tashahud is followed by qiyam, by standing. Right? While with the tawarruk, it is not. So the first one is easier to change from its position in this way. Yeah, it is easier to move and stand. This is one aspect. The second, the first tashahud is light. Right? The first tashahud is light. So therefore, it is also in harmony to have the sitting position also light. This is different when it comes to the tawarruk, or with respect to the last tashahud, it is longer, it's prolonged. And so, it's in harmony to sit in tawarruk. It's in harmony to sit in tawarruk because it is prolonged, stays longer in this state when compared to the iftirash state, the first tashahud. Is this clear now? Is this second one clear? Now, the second one, or the third one, is to differentiate between the two tashahuds. The third wisdom is to differentiate between the two tashahuds. Is this also clear? And I think this is apparent, right? This in itself has benefits. This differentiation in itself has benefits. Now, the fourth aspect, the musalli, the praying person, may remember in case he forgets. So, if he sees himself in tawarruk state, then he knows that he is in the last tashahud. Right? So this will be helpful to him. Now, The fifth wisdom, in them being different, the musalli who enters the mosque, while the people praying the jama'ah, knows where they are in the progress of salah, by differentiating between the two sitting positions. So if he enters and sees the musallin in tawarruk, he knows that they are at the end of the salah. But if he enters and sees them in iftirash state, then he knows that they are in the first tashahud. So it will be a leading position. Is this also clear? Now, these are some of the wisdoms as to the difference between the sitting positions for tashahud and salah, and Allah the Most High knows best.